In 1861, the country would be ripped apart by a bloody civil war that would rage on for the next 4 years. Blacks were not formally admitted to the army until 1863, but many served in some capacity and helped turn the tide of the war. Soldiers like Kinchin Artist, who came from Cass County to Battle Creek at the age of 37 to enlist in the 1st Colored Infantry from Michigan, later named the 102nd. There were 43 other men of color from Calhoun County who enlisted, 8 of which served in the 54th Massachusetts, the subject of the film Glory. A man who had devoted his life to the cause of equality and full citizenship saw a great opportunity in this civil war. Once let the black man get upon his person the brass letters U.S. Let him get an eagle on his button and musket on his shoulder and bullets in his pockets, and there is no power on earth which can deny that he has earned the right to citizenship in the United States. Frederick Douglass. Abraham Lincoln, along with the rest of the country, would find that war and legislation could begin the healing process of a nation divided by politics, but could do little for a nation divided by race. So, many still sought tangible freedom and opportunity in the North. By 1870, 5 years after the war, Battle Creek's black population would grow to over 300 from just 34 less than 2 decades earlier. In the 3 decades remaining until the turn of the century, the black population in Battle Creek would be composed of a somewhat unique blend of blacks freed as a result of the war and those free before the war. Life would not be very different for the two. Their arms, legs, backs, and minds would help support a small town rushing headlong into a big industrial future. Along the way, they built a home for themselves, and their families grew.